Pinkpop geweld is de rust weer in alle redelijkheid teruggekeerd in menig Nederlands huiskamer en wordt het gewone leventje weer opgepikt na een lekker lang Pinkster weekend. Welkom bij Carola, om maar met de deur in huis te vallen. Wij gaan hier vanmiddag met het live gebeuren gewoon door. Ik heb hier namelijk een wereldberoemde popband op het VARA-podium staan. Een band die al 12 jaar bestaat. Je hoorde net hun grote hit, Heat of the Moment. Mag ik een welverdiend huiskamerapplaus voor Asia, die hier een afgeslankte vorm akoestisch gaat optreden. Ja, dankjewel. En dat klinkt goed, vooral doorgaan met klappen. Nou ja, dan niet. Ik ga gewoon een plaatje draaien. Zien. Ze zitten in de studio aan de overkant hier van de gang. Maar Asia, kan ik je wel vertellen, werd 12 jaar geleden opgericht door Yes, gitarist en toetsen Steve Howe en Jeff Downes. John Wetton, die kwam uit Uriah Heep, Roxy Music en UK. En Carl Palmer kwam van Alison, Lake en Palmer. Een waanzinnige superband dus. Asia die kent enkele bandwisselingen en anno 1994 bestaat de kern uit nog steeds Jeff Downes, John Payne, AHA's live drummer Michael Sturgis en meester gitarist Al Petrelli, die zijn sporen heeft verdiend bij Alice Cooper. Hun nieuwe cd heet Area, die is net af en die ligt volgens mij bijna in de winkel. Welcome in the studio, Jeff and John.
Hello.
Hi, do you hear me?
Yes, I do. I can see you coming down this wire here.
Okay, that's great. Jeff, to start with you, Asia, it's a band which exists now for more than 12 years with only one original band member, you.
That's right, that's me.
Yeah, that's you. How difficult is it to keep this band going on in the 90s? In other words, do you think people are nowadays still interested in the music of Asia?
Yeah, I think that, progressive music as such is enjoying something of a resurgence at the moment. But I think we've sort of gone by various fads and fashions that have existed in music over the last 12 years. And I think that, there's a very good future for Asia.
Yeah, let me translate this into Dutch. Zitten er nog mensen te wachten op een band als Asia? Ze zijn 12 jaar oud. En ze maken adult-orientated rock. En ik vroeg aan Jeff, zitten mensen daar nog steeds op te wachten? Nou, hij zegt, Asia bestaat al heel lang. We hebben heel veel stromingen overleefd en we geloven echt in de toekomst van Asia. Your new CD, Area, do I pronounce it correctly? Area?
Aria,
okay. It sounds, Asia, it sounds like one of your first CDs. It could have been one of your first CDs. Why have you chosen for such a concept in your music?
Well, I think we've sort of gone back to how the group was first formed. It was very much a four-piece band, and this is the first time that we've really had the opportunity to approach that whole thing again. And I think it's much more musical, much more arrangements than we probably have had on our last couple of albums. So I think it's more back to the original Asia concept.
Mm-hmm. Het nieuwe cd Aria, die heb ik beluisterd en het zou eigenlijk een van hun allereerste cd's kunnen zijn. En ik wil weten waarom ze aan dat muzikale concept vasthouden, aan het geluid van 12 jaar geleden. Nou, Jeff vertelt me dat ze terug zijn gegaan naar hun wortels, terug naar het vierman-band concept en meer arrangementen zoals Asia dus eigenlijk oorspronkelijk klonk. John, is music business nowadays different than 12 years ago when Asia started? Or Jeff, I don't know who'd like to answer this question.
Well, I mean, that was before I was born, so I can't really remember. Perhaps Jeff can tell you a bit more about that.
Okay, Jeff.
I think it has. I mean, people don't accept the whole supergroup image now, that just because you've done something and you're famous, it doesn't mean you can carry on doing it, you know. I think people, we're in a much more fast food age where people want it fast and quick and now, you know, rather than, going back on a lot of history.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from the few reissue bands like, you know, with Led Zeppelin and stuff like that, who, are evergreens. So, I mean, I think that's quite healthy, the way the music business is now, that there is actually quite very little fashion in music. You know, you can be a punk band, you can be a country band, you can be a heavy metal and all be in the top 20 at the same time.
Ja, ik vroeg aan hen of de muziek nu al 1994 anders is dan de muziekbusiness heel wat jaartjes geleden, 12 jaar geleden. En Jeff antwoordde mij dat mensen geen superband eigenlijk meer accepteren. Mensen zijn snelheid gewend, we leven in een consumptiemaatschappij en de ene band komt, de andere band gaat en zo blijft het doorgaan. Okay, Asia, Jeff and John, you're gonna play two songs. right after each other. The first one is Sad Situation from your new CD, and the second one is Feels Like Love. Here you go, guys. John, it's a shame you're not sitting right beside me because I've got goose pimples. God, I love your voice. It sounds great. I'll keep my mouth shut because you're going to play now Feels Like Love.
Yeah, this is another one off our album. This song's called Feels Like Love.
Okay.
this dream will last forever. But the time is a welcome turning.
John and Jeff, it was really breathtaking. Wonderful.
Thank you.
When will you be in Holland for some concerts?
I think we're planning to come over at the end of this summer, beginning of the autumn. We're off to Japan now.
Ah.
And to have a bit of sushi, do a few concerts.
Do some more things?
Well,
you wouldn't tell on the radio.
No, or my mother.
Okay, I really enjoyed having you here. It was great, really. It was breathtaking.
Great pleasure. Thanks very much.
John Payne and Jeff Daan from Asia, thank you very much. Oh jongens, het was prachtig. Asia, nu wist ze de heet Aria onthouden, dus ze komen binnenkort in Nederland. Maar we gaan terug.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got the delay again.
We do. What delay?
Yeah. All right, control room delay, that's okay. We can live with that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So how you guys doing?
We're doing fine. We came to New York the day before yesterday, so it's looking really good with the record. We're very excited, you know, about having our first album out for 7 years, studio album anyway.
And another album that starts with the letter A and is just one word.
You got it. Why break a habit of a lifetime?
That's right. Good. All right. Now you've got some new members in the band. Rather than me try and explain who they are, why don't you? In fact, who is this? First time even talking with.
This is Jeff Downs,
hey, Jeff.
The original member.
The former, the man who created the band.
That's right, yeah.
All right, now you've got a new lead singer and a new guitarist. Why don't you tell us about them?
Okay, well, John, about a year ago, John Wetton left the band, and I was looking around for someone to come in and take over from him. And I'd been working with John Payne a couple of years before, and I asked him to join the band, and he said, yeah.
Where's John Payne from?
He's from Harpenden. he's right next to me, so he'll probably tell you himself.
Okay. I mean, meant musically, like, was he with any other bands that we may have heard of?
I've sort of worked around the fringes, really, trying to break it as a solo artist and did okay in a couple of territories in Europe. But I appeared on quite a few people's albums, like Under Raging Moon, I sung for Roger Daltrey, and I'd worked a bit with ELO and also some guys out of Maiden and the Michael Schenker group. But basically, it was almost happening time, you know.
Yeah.
And this is sort of 15 years on in my career. I've actually found something that I'm really happy with, that I feel, you know, really part of, and also having a great time.
A 15-year overnight success, then.
Yeah, 15 years, yeah, that's all.
Great. All right. Well, I understand you guys have some instruments in the studio there. You're actually going to even play for us?
We are actually going to play for you in Buffalo.
Yeah, we've got
today,
a scratch board and a Coke can, so.
Is that what it is? No, I heard you guys before, and it sounded pretty good. I was. Are you rolling a tape, too? Are you guys playing all that, or?
No, it's all in my little machine here, which is the my portable keyboard.
And
it's got a drum machine in it.
And it's all stored in the memory of that, then, huh?
It is, yeah.
So that's a good question. What do you think about the way music has changed because of the technology that allows you to do so many things like that with computers and so forth?
Yeah, I think in the right hands, it's very helpful. I think that technology is very important in any art form. I think in the making of films, people get good bits of technology that help them make great films. I think if it's used as in music as a sort of instrument for non-musicians, I think that then it becomes difficult to evaluate.
It becomes abused, I think, yeah. And I think it sort of helped perpetuate a lot of what I call hamburger music, where an artist is just has a single of one, life of one single, and they don't tour, and there's nobody else playing in the band, and it's so false, really.
Yeah, like what rap music, which is
there is some good rap music. There's some innovative things. I think it's wrong to just think, oh, it's just rock and roll. You can't be blind. There's good music and bad music. But I think there's a lot more abuse musically in the dance area. I mean, the dance area now has become so focal in the charts, and especially in England. And people aren't selling the amounts of singles that they used to. I think people have got confused with programming a lot of dance stuff, which people go out and listen to in the clubs, but they actually don't listen to at home.
Yeah, exactly. It's okay to dance to on a Friday night at a pub, but maybe not what you want to listen to on the radio. Yeah. All right, we're talking with Jeff Downs and John Payne from Asia. Brand new album is out. First one in 7 years. It's called Aqua. And I assume you're going to play something from that, right?
Yeah, we're going to play our new single, Who Will Stop the Rain.
Great. It's a good song. Let's hear it. 97 Rock.
Yeah. We fought for peace.
Jeff Downs and John Payne from Asia, and Who'll Stop the Rain, live here on 97 Rock. That's great, guys. It's amazing that you can do that, like we were saying, with the technology and that.
Well, it surprised me as well, especially this time of morning.
We were just having a discussion about whether Buffalo was the place where the most snow fell in America, and I think that's the case, isn't it?
Well, it's got to be right up there, yeah. Buffalo gets a reputation for having a lot of snow, but it's a great place to live. There's a real good sports town.
Yeah, well, we've had some great shows up there, and I know there's, you know, a lot of people are very much into rock music up there.
Oh, yeah.
And we've done some great gigs up there.
Do you think you'll be coming by this way on your tour?
I'm sure we will, yep.
Well, I hope so. That would be excellent. In trying to find a new vocalist in John Payne, was the search for somebody who might have the same Asia sound or just a good vocalist?
No, I think that would have been a mistake to have tried to get a carbon copy of John Wetton. I don't think that really works in my experience. I think one has to take each musician on his merits and what he does best, and I think both myself and John Payne were very, you know, we had a lot of discussion about the fact that he should really be himself, and I think that is an honest way to approach it. And I think the music has actually benefited from John coming into the situation.
Well, it's difficult, I'm sure, to try and go in and try and be something that you're not. How will you handle doing some of the older material?
Well, it's very enjoyable. I thought that it would actually be more difficult than it is, because Jeff and I had worked so long on the album. I knew that he'd give me a free rein vocally, which is a really nice thing to do, that you can actually be yourself. And you've got certain confines with the songs, obviously. You mustn't stray away from any of the melodies as such, but it's definitely a new look at the songs, but still retaining the same ingredients. Perhaps some of the songs, like Soul Survivor and stuff, are a little bit more rocky, and they seem to translate quite well.
Now, you don't happen to have any of those in the memory of your music box, do you?
Well, we haven't got anything in the memory of the music box.
We can play something.
We can play another tune for you.
That'd be great. A little Soul Survivor, Heat of the Moment, anything.
Okay.
See how that sounds.
This is a very acoustic version of Heat of the Moment, which doesn't have any drum machine, and it's just me and John.
That would be great.
Here you go.
Jeff Downs and John Payne from Asia here on 97 Rock.
Heat of the moment, telling me what my heart. but hell, no charm for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You got to fool and ride the dragon's wings. It was the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. Heat of the moment shone in your eyes. It was the heat of the moment.
Jeff Downs and John Payne from Asia, acoustic, here on 97 Rock. That is great. We're really looking forward to a show. I hope you guys do indeed come to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
And best of luck with the new record.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's Lay Down Your Arms from Asia on Shum's Rock and Roll News, a track from the, I guess it's still new, we can still call it the new Asia album, Aqua.
Yeah, I mean, it can't have been released that long here, really, I suppose. 10 weeks? Maybe a little bit longer.
That's recent enough for rock and roll. We have two of the men who co-wrote that song from Asia who are playing in town tonight. We've got Jeff Downs and the new guy, John Payne, in the studio with us. Welcome to Montreal. Welcome
Thank
back
you.
To Montreal in Jeff's case, and welcome to Montreal in John's case.
Thank you.
I wish we had better weather for you, but this is what you get in February.
Actually, it's not too cold here. I expect it to be a lot colder.
Well, I know all about February in the Montreal area because we did our second album here.
That's right.
In February we came out.
And you were up north at the studio in Morin Heights.
That's right, yeah.
Right in the foothills of the Laurentians.
Very happy memories of my time in Montreal.
Now, I don't have to tell you how big Asia has always been here, not only in Montreal, but the whole province of Quebec, and also your days with Yes. You've seen the outpouring of love. But did you prepare John for what our audiences are like or reputed to be like?
Yeah, I mean, we share a house together in London, so I sort of gave him a breakdown of what it was like. But I mean, you know, John's been with the band now for 2 years, so he's not really the new boy in our eyes. But obviously, this is the first album with him as a vocalist.
You played Quebec City, what was it, 2 nights ago and 3 nights ago, and last night you were in Sherbrooke.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. We've had. I mean, the audiences around the world have been very, very positive about the new group. They see it as more. Without the hype, I think, that the original group had, and that wasn't necessarily coming from the band, but, you know, we had this sort of supergroup tag. And I think people see us now as a genuine rock and roll band that go out and play to people and you know, make their music. And John is very, you know, very well prepared to deal with all of that side of it.
We were talking off air about the fact that people didn't ever quite... No one was ever quite sure at any given point if Asia was still together, if you had broken up, if the Greatest Hits album was a reunion album for you, but in fact you obviously had always been together just with various personnel members.
Yeah, I think we lost, certainly when John went and left the first time in 83, I think we lost a lot of confidence from both the press and radio and also the fans, most importantly, that we lost a very good... loyalty following that we had at the time, and we got into that whole thing of people leaving, people coming into the band. I think Asia at that time started to look, as you say, pretty fragmented, and I was very conscious about when we decided, or when John decided that he was going to join the band, subsequent to John Wetton's departure from the group. I think we felt that we really wanted to build it, you know, on a very solid foundation and you know, have more continuity with the group and its albums and everything like that.
We're going to ask John a question to wake him up because he's nodding off there. We got to keep you in good shape for the show tonight. Was it daunting or a challenge to come into a band that has had such a wealth of material that's so well known that John Wetton sang and have to step in and sing all of those songs that we come to expect to hear John Wetton's voice?
Yeah, It was in several ways, mainly because one of them, I was a big fan of Asia's in the first place, and people like Jeff and Steve and Carl, you know, it was very strange to actually be playing in a band with these guys. But from the, like, singing the songs and that point of view, it wasn't quite as daunting as I first expected, because Jeff gave me the freedom to interpret the singing the way that I wanted to. I think Jeff chose me because I didn't sound exactly like John Wetton. You know, I think it's so wrong when a band chooses a new vocalist and they choose a carbon copy of the guy, that it's totally the wrong thing. I think people feel cheated. Whereas now this is a new chapter of Asia with a slightly harder direction, maybe. But I mean, going back to the old songs, it still was much fun to do the old songs, and tonight we'll be on stage for 2 hours doing music from every album.
You just answered my next question, because I wanted to use something from the very first Asia album, one of the first releases on the fledgling Geffen label at the time, and I think also one of the very first rock videos of the modern era. I remember seeing it on TV saying, what the hell is this? It was for Heat of the Moment, I think, right?
That's right, yeah. It was a great time for the band, obviously, the first single, and you know, within 5 weeks we were number one in America. I mean, it's quite unheard of in a way.
Must have been terrible.
No, but long term it was not good for the group per se, because it you know, where do you go from that point? You know, you can't go up from number one.
So that's all these expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you do the song tonight?
Yep.
Okay, well, we'll hear the original John Wetton studio version right now, and we'll come back and chat with Jeff Downes and John Payne of Asia in town tonight at Studio Montreal. This goes back about 10 years now, and a few months, give or take. This is Asia in Heat of the Moment on Shum's Rock and Roll News. It's a song that's very familiar to our audience here in Montreal, Heat of the Moment from Asia. On Shum's Rock and Roll News, Jeff Downes, keyboard player, songwriter, backup singer, and John Payne, lead singer, co-songwriter, bassist, and sometime guitarist.
Sometime guitarist, yeah.
Sure, we're going to put you on the spot and get you to do something for us acoustic in a minute or so.
Maybe.
And we should
twist my arm.
We saw you do it on Music Plus, and if
oh,
you
no,
do it
no,
for them, you've got to do it for us. We're all owned by the same company, and what you do for them, you've got to do for us. I just want to plug the show. It's in a relatively new venue. It's called the Studio Montreal. You haven't even seen it yourself.
No.
And it's at 8820 Saint Laurent. That's north of the Metropolitan. If you're going by metro, it's just a few steps away from the Cremazy Metro. If you're taking your car, they have free valet parking for $900. So you can just leave the limo at the door and someone will park it for you.
Oh, that's nice.
And tickets will be on sale right up until showtime. I guess the tail end of the recession, $18 price, which is really reasonable for a band of your pedigree with a catalog of material.
A band this bad, yeah.
No, I don't say that. See, I know you're joking, but people who are listening might not know that. And people are calling and saying, is Steve Howe opening for Asia? Is he in the band? I know that Carl Palmer and Steve Howe appear on the album, but why don't you tell us exactly how Steve fits into the show tonight?
Well, I mean, it goes back to when we were actually making the record, and Al Petrone had done the guitar parts that we effectively asked him to play on there. And I think both John and myself felt very strongly that there was a certain ingredient lacking in the guitar area. And I gave Steve a call just on the off chance at the time to see whether he'd be interested in coming back into the fold and playing some stuff. And the next thing, you know, a couple of days later, he turns up with all his guitars, thousands of them.
Backing the trucks in.
Yeah.
The
and, you know, it's kind of started, you know, started again from there. And with, obviously, he played some wonderful stuff on the album. And when we started touring, we asked him if he'd come and join us. And he said, yeah, sure. So it's sort of, it's developed like that. And Steve's been with us since June.
About 80 or 90 concerts, probably.
Yeah. And it's also it's a very nice thing for the fans, because they see, you know, the angles of the old band as well as seeing a kind of fresh energy that's coming from the new boys in the group, the new blood, you know, keeping those old boys occupied.
And
it's also nice that Steve, as well, for the Yes fans and people like that, halfway through, we leave the stage and he does a few acoustic numbers. And I should imagine he'll probably play the clap tonight, and that always goes down really well.
Mm. And you had Carl Palmer, well, a founding member of Asia, but he recorded, and I was a little surprised because Emerson, Lake, and Palmer had released their own album around the same time as the Aqua album came out. We had ELP in town about 3 weeks ago.
Right, yeah. Well, obviously, Carl's involvement has become more and more intense over the last year with the ELP. I think they were not sure, and we were not sure how intense they were going to work. But we've had Trevor Thornton with us now since May, I think, and he's a fantastic drummer, really excellent. So people, as I say, people see a lot of energy from the new boys and a bit of expertise from the old chaps, hopefully.
You're being so modest. I mean, you are a legend here, not only in Montreal, but around the world for all the work you've done, and you're being so modest. It's really nice to see. We got to take a quick break. I hope you can stick around for another couple of minutes, because John has committed to playing us an acoustic tune.
Have I?
Oh. Okay. Sign the pact with the devil when you walk in. We'll be back with more from Jeff Downs and John Payne of Asia right after this.
You have your universe.
He's on Shom FM, Randy Renaud, Neil Kushner, Jeff Downs, and John Payne of Asia. You're in town tonight. You excited to be back in Montreal?
I'm excited to be back.
Answer the right question. I'm talking to Jeff
now. Quick on that.
Yeah, it's great to be back, certainly. As I said before, we had a lot of very happy memories from when we made the album here. And as you said, this area is a very, very much into people from the progressive rock era. It seems to be, the province of Quebec seems to be very much... probably one of the strongest areas for this kind of music in the world. So I think, you know, it should be an emotional return tonight.
Oh, you're not going to cry again, are you?
We get a lot of artists, especially Europeans and Englishmen, is that the correct, politically correct term? People from England, from Great Britain, who, especially after touring throughout the United States, say it's great to be in Canada, it's great to be here in Montreal.
Well, I think that's probably because it has... Canada, this part of Canada has a sort of partly American and part has quite a strong European influence, and so it feels a little bit like home to a lot of Europeans when they come here because there are certain similarities, you know.
It's really strange for me. I mean, I've never been to Canada before, and after we spent quite a bit of time in France touring at the later part of last year, and it really just feels like France. It's so strange.
I hope that's intended as a compliment.
Oh, yeah, no, I love France. We're actually going to record some of the album in Paris, the next one.
You've already started writing material for the new one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
in the early stages.
I think, you know, we have been going for nearly 2 years now on this album, so it's about time we started thinking about the next one. This is really the last part of the tour for us on this album, and then... we're just going to get our heads down and get on with the next one.
We saw you do this on Music Plus this afternoon. This is a track from the album, album.
It's a song called Heaven on Earth, and as you know, it's the only been performed ever once, which was today on the other program. So
this is a semi-exclusive, almost exclusive.
Yeah, almost exclusive. First time ever on radio.
Well, we'd be happy to have you do it for us.
Pleasure.
This is John Payne of Asia Live. Exclusive, almost, on Shom's Rock and Roll News.
I'm caught in the heat. Hold your head as you sleep. How can I close my eyes watching you? Get so deep inside from emotions within, burning the night with the truth. Sweetest poison, positive attraction, raging in my mind. Oh, if you walk away, you take the life from me. Oh, if you walk away, you take the air I breathe. Life would be lonely, more than you'll ever know. You put all heaven on earth. I hear the sound of your voice from the breath of the wind. I feel the touch of an angel next to my skin. Cut so deep inside, it draws out the light. Harder with every time. Sweetest poison, positive attraction, raging in my mind. Oh, if you walk away, you take the life from me. Oh, if you walk away. way. You take the air I breathe, yeah, yeah. Life would be lonely, more than you'll ever know. You've put all heaven on earth.
That's John Payne doing a solo acoustic number on Chum's Rock and Roll News. You said page 4 on the CD, right? On music discs?
Yeah, I don't know if I was right. I just guessed at that.
Heaven on Earth.
I was right.
There you go. John Payne music. Who's Nye?
It's a guy I used to be in a band with, Andy Nye. He used to be in the Michael Schenker group, a keyboard player.
MSG.
Yeah.
Sounds like something you put on your Chinese food. I guess it isn't. Heaven on Earth can be found on the New Asia album Aqua, one of the many tunes I imagine you do tonight.
Actually, we don't. This is why it's even more of an exclusive, really. We actually don't play that track live.
Oh, great. Okay. So we got an additional song out of you.
Yeah.
2 hours and 1 song.
2 hours and 1 song, yeah.
Studio Montreal is where it all takes place tonight. You've got a label mate of yours, Acosta Russell, opening up, doing an acoustic set, I believe.
Yep.
And then you're on stage, I guess, around 9:15, 9:30.
Sometime around about then, yeah.
So come and check out this new place, Studio Montreal. I'll be down there to introduce you, if I may.
Yes.
So have me after this. 8820 Saint Laurent, that's north of the Metropolitan. It's a new place. A lot of people still don't know where it is. Near the Cremisy Metro, or if you're taking your car, free valet parking for $900. And tickets at only $18 will be on sale right up until showtime. Thanks a lot once again for
taking
the time to stop by.
Thanks very much.
See you all later tonight.
And we look forward to seeing you back in town on the next time around and on the next album.
Sure. Bye.
That's a few, isn't it?
It is. Their new one is out now and called Arena, and Asia are down the corridor. Gentlemen!
Good evening.
How are you?
Very well.
Is that you, John Payne?
It is, yes.
John, what's the lineup down there?
It's myself, Jeff Downs, ex-Buggle and Yes Man, and of course Asia, and Elliot Randall on guitar, who most people will know from Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, so they know what they're doing.
No, not a clue.
Now, what about this quote that I've got here? Maybe Asia's music has become a bit too serious. We made a
That wasn't me, that was Jeff.
That was Jeff who said that.
Yeah, unfortunately he's not on a microphone, so I'll speak for him.
Go on then.
Be the spokesman. What was it? A concerted effort to make the sound very natural. What is all that about?
We didn't wear any clothes while recording it.
I love it when you do that.
That sounds, it's a lovely, lovely idea. And you're not wearing any clothes today, and I'm not too happy about that.
No, just a few.
Okay. What are you going to play for us tonight?
It's a song called Never from my new album, Arena.
Which is out now.
Yeah.
Asia. off the moan at the end there.
I thought you burped for a minute.
Yeah, you try singing with no clothes on.
Can we see you live, by the way?
Can you see my wife?
Can we see you play live soon?
Yes, we've been asked to do some dates with Jethro Tull in the States. Mm-hmm. Over here, we've been asked to do a few London dates, so it's sort of early days. We're just going into rehearsals now, so...
Well, let us know as soon as you know.
We'll be touring.
Excellent. Great stuff. Thanks for coming in. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Live in London with Paul and Roland, and...